It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are hanging out on Davin's Den. We just had a very spirited and awful worst moms of the year countdown. Nobody feels good about that. About
mostly
that.
Mostly awful.
Well, actually, I feel a little good because at least if I were going to be awful, I won. So, you know, there's that. If you're going to be awful, you might as well win. If you're gonna dance with Satan, you might as well get the pitchfork.
You might as well get the biggest pitchfork.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, at least my efforts were rewarded for wading into the pool of yuck.
Yes.
All right, let's do some scamming scammers. All right, so when we last left off with fake Davin and Mary, once again, skipping through the calendar, hard for these kids to connect, but fake Davin wanted Mary to have his baby. Let's up the stakes a little bit. Let's bring some kids involved into this dysfunctional relationship. That's what fake Davin thinks.
Oh, I think you guys are working things out. You're just fine.
No, it's going to be good. I feel good about this one. I think Mary will be an excellent mother. You know, especially since she has so much knowledge about the woman's private areas. You know, about how much pain she's in and that she needs tampons. And I think if fake Davin uses the wisdom he has from Flemmikus, I think this kid's in good shape.
I think that this poor kid is going to be on one of our countdown shows.
It's very possible. Let's go to March 13th of 2021. Mary says, hi, I say hey. And that's enough.
We've had our fill of each other.
It's like a guy that at the club. If you haven't seen, you know, like a member of the wait staff or something like that, that, you know, you kind of know, is like, hey, how's it going? That's about it.
The only thing that's missing.
You're friendly enough. Hi, hey, how's it going? That's it. You know?
The only thing that's missing.
Really.
For me and Mary is her going, hey, champ, and me responding, hi, sport. That's the only thing that's... Yes.
Yes.
All right. So that was March 13th. Let's go to March 20th. She says, honey, enough of that shit. Let's go to March 25th. She goes, how are you doing? Are you there, honey? I respond, I'm fine. I've had enough of these antics. She goes, you don't talk to me since all this day. How are you doing today? I go, I told you I wanted to have a child with you, and you disappeared. It kind of told me that you obviously don't love me or see a future with me. She goes, I love you so much, but you don't take good care of me. You know, by the way, in Mary's defense, that seems to be a common complaint of all my online girlfriends.
Yeah, I noticed that.
They need your attention.
They have my attention. What they need is my wallet.
Yes, and you don't take good care of them in that respect.
I most certainly do not, but I give them plenty of attention.
Yes.
She goes, I love you so much, but you don't take good care of me. I go, I told you I want to start a family with you, and you vanish. She goes, same here. I go, what is the same? You really hurt me. I was being sincere. She goes, I need a man in my life, but you don't take good care of me. What the hell is this? What the hell is playing now? Jesus Christ. Anyway. She goes, but you don't take good care of me. I go, I think by stating I wanted a family with you, I was declaring I wanted to be that man in your life. I certainly did raise the stakes with that.
Yeah, you know what? I think you did, because I think whenever somebody brings into, you know, I mean, you can say what you want about your own relationship between the two people and where you think you are, but as soon as you start talking about, you know, knocking somebody up, it's like, whoa. We've reached another level.
Can I just say, I just looked up at myself. I look fucking old. Anyway, let's go back to Mary.
Welcome to my world.
It really things I feel.
Yeah, really, same.
Not really concerned about how you feel. I'm wallowing in my own age. Anyway, she goes.
Just a really quick thing. Like I said, I was on Ann's show a couple weeks ago. We're over at Sullivan's talking about that we're in our 60s now. We're both like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I want to be that man in your life. She goes, if you said so. I go, well, if you can't tell I was being sincere, maybe it's best I didn't come there and start our life together. She goes, I'm tired of being alone here, hon. I go, Mary, I wanted to be with you. I wanted to marry you. I wanted to start a family with you. You vanished. She goes, I will love that, hon. I go, maybe you should have said that when I told you that is what I wanted for us instead of deciding to speak to me a month later. That's right. That's right. Good for me.
That's right. You tell her.
I most certainly will.
She wants gift cards. So there's a little.
And Joe?
That's being eye to eye on things.
And we will get gift cards from like Babies R Us or something.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
She goes, okay, where are you now? I go, home. She goes, do you go to work today? I go, no. She goes, why? I go, can't really work because of COVID. Once I get vaccinated, hopefully I can do more. So the vaccines are out and I'm just waiting for them, waiting patiently. She goes, okay, honey, how do you live? I go, it's a bit embarrassing. She goes, why? Let me know. I go, it's just something I do for extra cash. It's not how I make most of my money. I just like to help people I know that, and I know this gives them pleasure. All right, what did I fucking concoct for myself?
Oh, no. What does Fake Diamond do now?
I'm on the edge of my seat like you guys are. I don't remember.
You can't remember.
I have no idea what I did. I blocked it out, Pip. I blocked it out. The trauma was too much.
Welcome to the Hall of Your Elders. This is what happens to us.
So that was at 4:44 p.m. I responded. So she wrote me at 4:43. I responded at 4:44. Then at 5:02, right, I go, and this is why I can't be serious about you. You leave in the middle of conversation all the time. And then 15 minutes after that, she goes, I'm here. I go, and now I'm here. And now we'll go to March 28th.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm going to be Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, we were doing a show? I'm sorry. Hi, honey.
March 28th. She goes, hello, honey. I go, hi. She goes, are you there, honey? Are you there, honey? I go, I'm here. And then you know what? Let's go to April 22nd.
Wow. Why bother at this point? I don't get her.
I don't understand.
What's the point?
I don't understand. And obviously there's not enough in me that want to keep this going because I'm not reaching out.
Yeah.
She goes, hi, how are you doing, honey? I go, hi. She goes, how was your day? I go, I'm fine. I got my second vaccine. I got my second vaccine show. How are you? I don't know what that means. She goes, I'm good, honey. I go, I'm glad. She goes, where are you now? I go, I'm home. Where are you? She goes, I'm at home. I go, what'd you do today? She goes, nothing. I'm at home. I'm sleeping since morning. I go, that's a lot of sleep because it's 4:51 p.m.
And she's supposed to be in the same time zone or approximately?
Yeah, Ohio. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I go, that's a lot of sleep. She goes, yes, honey. I go, what are you doing tonight? She goes, nothing. And you? I go, a friend invited me to the strip club. Maybe I'll go. I don't think that. She goes, okay. I go, might be fun. I go, have you ever been to a strip club? She goes, no. I go, do you want to go to one? She goes, yes, I'm alone here. I go, well, strippers don't let you be alone. Well, yeah. They like presidents,
Joe. I really get along with these girls.
They like presidents. She goes, yeah. Okay. I go, you're a woman of a few words. She goes, you don't care about me. I don't need to wash my time. I don't need to wash my time.
I never wash my time.
That's going to be a segment title in about 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
I go, okay, so go. You message me. Don't wash my time.
Yes. You're a wash of my time.
She goes, block me. You don't care about me. I go, I told you I want to have a child with you. Ew. She goes, you were just here to chat, only anything more. If you want to have a child with me, you don't need to take good care of me. I go, of course, but I'm not going to commit to a woman who vanishes weeks at a time.
Right.
She goes, you don't have points.
You're going to chat with her. What the hell else are you supposed to do? Well, and except hand out dough, but what do you expect? It's a chat. That's what you do. You chat.
No, you said money, Joe. That's what she wants. She goes, you don't have point. I go, I just made my point. You vanished for a week, so how can I be serious with you? You don't live me.
Yeah, of our arguments.
You don't live me.
You don't live me.
Between you and I.
She goes, you don't want to give our. I go, you don't love me. I can tell. She goes, I love you, but you don't take good care of me. I go, I don't believe you. She goes, trust me. I go, why? She goes, if you take good care of me, I will show it to you that I love you so much, but you don't want to care. I go, you're the one that disappears. Stick around. Show love. Then the money will come.
That's a good lure.
She goes, you can't spend your money. I go, what does that mean? She goes, you're too stingy. Again, another common complaint. It might be a character flaw, Fake Devin.
You're too stoody?
Stingy. Stingy. Cheap.
Stingy.
Stingy.
All right, I heard you.
She goes,
you're reading the closed captioning. You know you can't rely on that.
let me tell you something. I'm a Scotch-Venetian Jew. If a quarter rolled in the middle of the room, the cops would have to come to break it up between the two of us.
She goes,
I'm actually Scottish, too. I found out a lot more than I thought. So I would be...
Squad car to break it up now, all right.
Oh, please. I'd be hip-checking you both.
She goes, you're too stingy. You don't want to spend your money out. I go, okay. If that's what you think, then go. She goes, that is your problem. That is your problem. Block me. I go, I don't need to waste my time. I'll spend my money on strippers instead.
There's a boy. There's a boy.
It's a better investment.
In this case, it is. She goes, you can't spend your money. Have no you now for past 1 year. I go, you only care about money. She goes, you don't give me a dollar. I go, you don't give me a dollar.
That's true.
She goes, so you can't take good care of me. If you want to go, go. I go, I can. She goes, go. I go, you're the one who wants me to go. She goes, you can take good care of me. I go, I can. She goes, I don't see any gain in you, which they often say to me, and it's so true. But I see plenty of gain in them.
Well, it's like, what are you hanging around for then? She keeps, honey, where are you, honey? It's like, why do you keep looking for me?
Because I'm the only one who will entertain this nonsense.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't see any gain in you. I go, so then go. She goes, for past 1 year, you have no you. Yes, now. I go, I guess I've been doing this for a year. Good for me. Good for me and Flemmicus.
Yeah.
I go, I want a lover, not someone who only cares about money. She goes, if you can't take good care of me, let me know. I go, I should just send you money? She goes, do you give me money since I know you? You don't. You don't know how I am feed. I go, do you give me sex since I know you? You don't.
You don't know how I'm feed.
She goes,
well, I like the way somebody that drops in every other month makes an ultimatum.
Yeah.
She goes, you don't. If you want sex, I will, but you will first care for me. I go, fine. We will have sex and then I will give you money. How much?
and yeah, I know. It would be.
She goes, and I quote, how much can you avoid?
Well, a year's worth, apparently.
I go, how many times will we have sex? She goes, as long as you can. There we go. Now we're negotiating, kids.
About 15 seconds.
All right, that was not what I wrote. I go, I have stamina. I can for hours. Can you have sex for many hours? She goes, yes. I go, what do you enjoy during sex? She goes, I love sex. That's all. I go, do you love anal? She goes, yes. And you? I go, I do very much. Do you enjoy oral? She goes, yes, I love sex. I go, do you enjoy Cleveland Steamer?
Oh, Jesus.
No. I left him out of this. It wasn't a Nazareth Steamer. What's wrong with you? Yeah, and that'll be a title.
Yeah, I was just pausing to type.
I go, do you enjoy Cleveland Steamer? She goes, anything about sex, I love it. I go, good. She goes, how much can...
This isn't an oldie-time baseball club.
She goes, how much could you avoid? I go, what do you mean? She goes, you're the one asking me before. I go, I don't know what you mean by avoid. She goes, money? Hello? I go.
How can you avoid?
I go, Cleveland Steamer, anal oil, and New England cum dump for $400. It's like Jeopardy.
And the answer is New England cum dumps.
I'm really not enjoying these categories, Alex.
Pipple take a New England cum dump for 400?
It's a daily double.
What is Pip after a successful Ramones concert? A New England cum dump.
God. Oh, God.
So I go, Cleveland steamer, anal, oral, and New England cum dump for 400. She goes, you'll give me 400? I go, yes, we will do all that I said. She goes, yes, I will satisfy you. I go, I will satisfy you as well. And then I asked.
Oh, so there.
I go, are you a squirter? She goes, okay.
Okay.
I go, are you a squirter? And she says, no. And you?
Yeah?
She goes, no.
Do you know how this works, lady?
She has no idea. She goes, no, and you? When are you sending the money? I go, yes, I'll bring it with me. She goes, are you coming to me? She goes, I will. She goes, not now. Send me some little amount. I want to get some foodstuffs. I go, I can be there tomorrow. She goes, take good care of me first. I go, I'll pay you before the sex tomorrow. She laughs. She goes, do what I said. I go, do I need a condom? She goes, send me a mount first. I go, do I need a condom? She goes, I know that you were serious. Answer my question. I go, I told you I'm serious. Do I need to use a condom?
It's like, well, do I? Damn it.
She goes, no, good night. I want to sleep. I go, you slept all day. It's only 6 p.m.
She's been up for 2 hours. Leave her be.
She goes, yes, honey, I'm alone here. I go, well, I can be with you tomorrow. Right now, I have to leave. She laughs. So then we go to April 26th, which is 4 days later. I guess I didn't make it.
I guess not. I guess you're not there, and you don't have a trunk full of condoms.
Well, I don't need condoms. She said I don't. April
26th.
April 26th, she says, hi. April 27th, she says, honey, are you doing today? Hello, honey. April 27th, later on. Honey, later on in April 27th. Honey, April 28th. Hun, are you doing, honey? May 1st, I get around to responding. Hey.
Oh, you got her nice and desperate.
I most certainly did. May 7th, she goes, hi, hello. I go, hi. May 11th, I go, hi, Mary. She goes, hello, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm good. I said, what are you doing right now? She goes, nothing, hon. I go, oh, that sounds a bit boring, LOL. She goes, yes, honey, you don't talk to me since all this day. I go, well, I had planned on seeing you, like we discussed, but you vanished. So that night, I went to the strip club, like we discussed, and I wound up meeting a stripper, and I took her to the beach for a week, so I was a bit busy.
Wow. Well, she wanted to go to the beach of Pittsburgh, and she
the beach of Scranton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The I get my
Pennsylvania beaches mixed up.
Yeah, it's all beach country there. It's understandable, dear. All that lovely coast. She goes. Okay, honey, I'm missing you so much. What are you doing now? Can you imagine? You're in love with this guy, and he just tells you, I met a stripper and took him to the beach for the week. And she goes, oh, that's cool.
And she's like, yeah, whatever. So what are you doing now? Yeah. So when am I going to get my money?
You know, that's amazing that you took a stripper to the beach. Usually you need a blanket, an umbrella, and a shitload of coke.
Who said to say that he didn't have those things?
Would be, yeah.
She goes, okay, honey, I'm missing you so much. What are you doing now? I go, just chilling with you. She goes, okay, honey, have you eaten, hon? I go, yes. What are you wearing? She goes, clothes and you? I go, LOL. I meant, what do the clothes look like? She goes, it's fine. I go, what does your clothing look like? She goes, have you eat? I go, yes. What do your clothes look like? She goes, normal clothes, honey. I go, jeans or skirt? And that's enough for May 11th. May 12th.
Wow.
Anybody question?
May 12th.
Wait. 1 second. Did she say jeans and a skirt?
No, I said jeans or a skirt, and I never got an answer.
Oh, I thought she was, like, layering, because she was trying to be as far away from you as possible.
She was. She's playing an Orthodox Jew. She's wearing a skirt with leggings underneath. May 12th, she goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm good. How are you? She goes, I'm good, honey. I go, I'm glad. What are you doing now? She goes, nothing. She goes, you can't take good care of me. You don't love me anymore. I go, well, Mary, every time I try and be with you, you vanish. May 17th, she responds, and I quote, LOL. Just like crazy person laughing.
She just breaks in. I'm laughing out loud to myself.
5 days later, she just got it.
Oh, my God. Talk about delayed reaction.
So I just put a question mark, and that was enough for the 17th. Let's go to May 26th. She goes, how are you doing, honey, my love? I go, hi, I'm well, thanks. What's up? She goes, I'm good, and you? I go, I'm good, just doing some work. What are you doing? She goes, I'm at home, I'm alone. I go, I'm sorry, babe, I'm alone too. I go, do you have plans this weekend? That was on May 26th. June 20th!
No!
Well, I didn't say which is this weekend. I didn't put a date on it.
I know, but it's just like, wee!
She goes, hi. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing? I'm missing you so much. I go, I'm good. How are you? She goes, I'm good. I go, no, you're not, LL. I'm glad you're good. She goes, and you? I go, I'm amazing. And I give her a smiley. She goes, good. I go, what are you doing right now? She goes, I'm at home. I go, what are you doing at home? I go, why did you get quiet? Then I go, okay then. She goes, I'm here. I go, you don't respond. She goes, I'm here. I go, what are you doing? She goes, nothing much. I just fell asleep, LOL. Then she goes, hello, honey? And then I said, hi, baby. And then that was it.
Wow.
And that was it that day?
No, that's it.
Ever.
That's it.
Ever. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She just kept saying, you don't take care of me. You don't love me. You dangle the last bit of money. And so she's like, she's still just every once in a while punching in with, honey, LOL.
It was.
She can't. I guess she said the hell with it. You know how much for you know.
After over a year, she wasn't even asking for a lot of money. We were squabbling over $20, $15. I mean, this was not a lot of money, but she hung in there like a champ.
You know what? Yeah, when you were negotiating with her about the price of tampons. She shouldn't have known then.
But you know what? Even I think I said it during the weeks we've done this segment. I go, Jesus Christ, why is she lowballing everything? And I'm like, I think I said, well, maybe just to entice you more. But you're working on a very low margin, lady, for all the work you're putting in.
This had to be a loss for her. Well, obviously it's a loss. She got nothing out of it. But yeah, I mean, she spent a good amount of time on this.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, she wasn't, like, really putting a lot of effort into it, but it's over the period of time. I'm sorry, I said period of time. she really, really tried several different approaches, all of them stupid. But, I mean, the thing that...
All of them stupid.
She's not wrong. She's not wrong at all, Joe.
But I,
all of them stupid.
It's just the weirdness of popping in and saying, hey, and then you respond, and nothing. Why did you say hello to me if you're not going to say anything back? Why?
But, you know, and like I said, the way she said it's like when you see a waitress in the hall of the club that you know, hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Chief.
Try to be nice and friendly. That's
easy, you know. It's not a romance. I like the sexy talk. Do you like sex? Yes, I like lots of sex. Do you like anal? I like lots of sex. Do you like this? I like lots of sex. Yes, but answer me.
Oh, my God. Instructions to put a transmission in are more sexy than that.
It was just, it never got beyond superficial with these two.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this one is probably the worst at it that you've ever met.
What do you mean, the worst at it? What do you mean?
The worst scammer. The worst at trying
she was the worst.
You know, finagle money, trying to make a relationship, trying to get close. She just really had no people skill whatsoever.
steal people's shoes, but I even said on several shows that it's just an uncomfortable relationship.
You know,
it's like if you're dating somebody a couple of times and you're like, you know, well, maybe we can make stuff work, but it's just not right. You know, mm-hmm. and sometimes even the girl, you know, will call and say, you know what, maybe we should, you know, it's been nice, but, you know, this, that, and the other thing, you know. So, and then it kind of hurt, but after you realize it, it's like we had a much compatibility as oil and water. It just wasn't going to work. Yeah, and this is just going to come. But the thing about it is if it's in a relationship that's not working, you know, after a couple of dates, well, it's been fun, and you don't keep it fucking going.
No, this is just like tan plaid. Oh. You know, there's no spark between them. There's no like intrigue of, oh, she does that. I mean, she started out quite bizarre. And then she went straight to vanilla.
And it's like sometimes you're in a relationship, like I said, you know, this when I went out, you know, in my 20s and stuff like that, with a girl that, you know, you don't have that much in common. It's like, this one girl I dated, she was not, but we didn't have that much in common, and we just dated, and it's like, she didn't really have that great of a personality, you know, and it just got to the point where, I gotta go.
Yeah, just bland, you know, I mean, like, pleasant, no spark.
Yeah, no spark, yeah.
I recall being bored by this one. I had other. I think I was dealing with Carolyn at some point during this one, and Carolyn was very entertaining.
It was almost like you want a rebound relationship.
Yeah,
you ever go like at a rebound thing or something like that? You're doing shit that makes no sense. You're keeping stuff going that absolutely makes no sense to you. And God knows I've been there plenty of times, but still, you know, It's just like a rebound. The rebound thing is the worst because you're just doing stupid shit, and there's nothing there, and you're trying to mine for gold because there's no other place to go.
You just go through the motions.
Maybe it wasn't Carolyn. Maybe it was the
everything falls to the wayside, and you think about it later on. You're like, yeah, what the hell, yeah.
Maybe it was the military one. I don't remember her name right now, but it was the one before we did this, which was pretty good.
Yeah, but with the. Yeah.
Michelle. Was that her name, Michelle?
Michelle.
Yes.
Yes.
But, all right, well, I think the star of this story was Flemmicus.
Yes. You know, if we're going to get a glimmer of something good out of these particular stories, these story arcs, I think Flemmicus is a good one to hold on to. And also, I'm really sorry that she dropped the period panties wish list so early in the relationship, because that was truly unique.
No, she kept that going for a while.
Stopped ragging on it.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Let me say something about Flemmicus. You know, when you're writing this thing with Sean, oh, Sean loves Flemmicus. That's good. My neck of the woods on a weekend. I'm like, it's Flemmicus. I'm like, stop saying Flemmicus. It blew my head off. Stupid asshole and his Flemmicus. I can't stop saying it.
That's how you know it's good. You know, at the day program, you know, Joe's boss says something, and Joe says, "Well, you know, Flemmicus would say."
That's funny.
You know,
I can't stop saying Flemmicus.
I said it before. I got to bring Flemmicus back somehow, some way. He deserves to come back.
He's the god of nasal congestion.
He definitely needs another bow.
Now, some of these scammers, when they go, I miss them because they're fun to talk with. And invariably, it always goes really bad at the end, which kind of always puts a damper on it. But there was always good times. With Mary, I can honestly say there was never really any good times.
Not really. Like I said, it was very disquieting, the whole relationship. It just wasn't pleasant.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
like I said, you're on the rebound, you met this chick online, and you're just drawing at straws. And, you know, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she was just kind of a pain in the ass the whole way through. And just demanding and stupid. She would not pick up on what you were saying. She was barely listening to you half the time.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand her responses. It was like, are you... I experience of being on the phone with somebody and you know that they're distracted.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know they're either having another conversation or they have an eye on the television or something's going on. And you know you're not being listened to. And it's like, that's so aggravating. This is the feeling I got from her whole conversation with Fake Davin. Well,
it's a rough way to go through a relationship.
Buddy Frank used to be great at that. Like, you know, when we were both in high school, it's like, yeah, Frank, man, I like her. I what do you think I should do? Put it in the oven. I'm like, what are you talking? I'm talking about this. Can you fucking pay attention?
Yes. I had a friend who would just kind of, and I knew he was watching. He was looking at the damn TV. It's like, look, ADHD boy, focus or hang up. I can't take it.
Hello, honey. Hello. Hi, are you there? Hello, honey. Hi, you can't take good care of me. Hello, honey. Ugh, shut up.
I tell you, I tipped the worst phone call I ever got. Joanne had this friend, maybe she still has it, Kathy, that used to call the house.
Yeah.
And I would go, oh, hi, Kathy, how you doing? Oh, good. I go, yeah, Joanne's out at the store. I'll tell her you called. She'll call you back. All right. And then she would have a conversation, but she would have an awkward pause. And it's like, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody that they had to pause, and it's like, well, how have you been? Oh, I've been good. Well, how's your daughter? Good. And it's like, you called me. I'm minding my own business watching a movie. I've got to get, this is like a conversation you called somebody. I'm minding my own business. What are you?
Yes, yes.
I'm stupid, you know?
And you're pulling teeth.
Yeah, and you want to know that, it's, but, you know, when you call, you're trying to, I'm on my own bill. I'm watching fucking TV. My
yeah.
Business. I pick up the phone. I got to get in this conversation. Oh, it's just a stink.
Yeah, God, get on with it or hang up. I don't have time for this.
Joanne,
like,
I used to tell Joanne, I go, yeah, Kathy, call. Could you tell her to get the fucking point and leave me alone?
Oh, I had a girlfriend who started dating. She had the worst taste in men. Worst. And she started seeing this guy, and he just skeeved me. I didn't, like, stay friends with him long enough to figure out what it was that I really disliked about him, but there was something distasteful. My hackles went up. And so he was seemed to be, like, I'm acting like I'm a nice guy, but he was very controlling. And I... the only time that I could get in touch with her that we both had time was when I was on, like, a longish drive. So I would tell her, I'm going to be driving from my friend's house from here to here so we can talk. And so I'd call her. He would pick up the phone, and he would talk at me for, like, a half an hour before he'd finally get her.
Put the friend on the phone.
I'm like, dude, I hate to break it to you, but you're not my friend. You're my friend's appendage.
Yeah, you blabby asshole. Get the phone over to my friend.
Yes, just say a couple niceties and hand over the phone. For the love of God, shut up. Terrible.
All right, let's wrap this up. Let's thank some people. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Fredico for sponsoring this fine program. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are dedicated to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but it's going to be an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, now that's your destination for that special event. Suite 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress, and their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but will be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, I think we have a show in the future.
July 14th.
July 14th. Keep that date down, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be a great show. Experience the everything that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road. They're in Oslo, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Now, you deserve the best. You deserve a great night out, and you deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions for all of your comedy needs. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call at 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be this week?
All right, we're going to be dark next week, right?
Yes, next week. Oh, yes, we are.
All right, we're going to be off next week, so I am plugging my shows for next week. Now, May 17th and 18th, that is a Wednesday and a Thursday, I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. It's going to be 8 o'clock shows both nights. Dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com. Then on Saturday, May 20th, I'm going to be at the Parkway Diner in Douglas, in Little Neck. 4425 Douglaston Parkway with a great lineup. Dinner and show will start at 7 p.m. Call 646-241-7664 or WilshireComedyGroup.com for tickets and information. All three shows are going to be fantastic. Come on out. We'll have a great time.
Saturday, May 13th, I'm going to be in Leonardsville, Pennsylvania. This is a side-splitting production show at C.J. Hummel's. It's been about 9 years since I've done a show at C.J. Hummel's in Leonardsville, Pennsylvania. I'll be with John Iavarone. For tickets, call 610-562-4891, 610-562-4891. It's going to be a great buffet, so definitely hope you guys come out to C.J. Hummel's. We want to wish all you non-horrible mothers a lovely Mother's Day.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day to the good mothers.
Yes.
Oh, I just want to make one more plug. Our friend Johnny Watson, Johnny's been a friend a long time. He's going to be at the Brokerage Comedy Club this Friday and Saturday, the 14th to 15th. So check him on out. Go to govs.com/thebrokerage. And check our friend out. I'll be hanging out there saying hello.
Is he headlining it or featuring it?
I think he's headlining.
Oh, cool. Very good. Yeah, he said they just called him out of the blue.
Did they?
That's what he said. Like, he doesn't really even have a relationship with them.
That's the first time he's working there. So, you know, it's kind of cool to have him in, you know, in my neck of the woods. So, yeah, I'll be there. I'm either going to hang on Friday or Saturday.
There you go.
I'll be there.
There you go. All right. Well, it's time to say goodbye. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.